you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral. I mean, you kind of have the room of the house. There are people standing about that are
just looking armed. Around the room. Do we see anything else? Like, is there anything of note or interest?
In the room that you're in, no. I mean, really, what you're seeing appears to be almost like hunting trophies.
Okay.
Don't think we gave her too much information, do you?
If you walk around the main floor, the stairwell going upstairs, you see some portraits. There is a portrait of her with a man.
Aww.
That you can assume was probably her husband that is no longer with us.
Wonder if the Quifelin killed her.
Yeah, the Quifelin thing is kind of interesting. They really seem to be against them.
Sorry. Well, they said the Quifelin out here are rogues. They're probably runaways from the military. Yeah,
that's her assumption. Yes.
Yeah, so they're not
patrolling
the standard of their
derogatory against them is what I'm saying.
They do not appear they're not being described as patrolling guards,
right? They're being described as horrible creatures, basically. Scavengers.
Roll me an insight.
7.
Woo.
That's not what you're picking up.
Okay.
You're not picking up that they are being...
I'm not picking up with the print.
You're not picking up that they are prejudiced against them.
Okay.
You rolled over a 5. I mean, over a 6, sorry, which is what I was giving it. You can assume that rather than being prejudiced against them, they are slightly afraid of them.
I'd be too.
Okay.
They are trained soldiers.
And the
right, but
who do not appear to be soldiering anymore, and they don't know why. It's more of
and the guy we met here said the dead don't stay dead. Right?
Yes.
He did say that.
Yeah, I think
that's also news. That's also information you know about Art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think something's going on with just that race in this area.
Well, I do have that premonition thing, so if we come up with a question, we can possibly answer it. Well, it's a person or a location, so like we can learn something about Arden if we really want to come up with it.
Yeah.
We learn something about what's in the cliffs?
I think I have to get a little bit closer to it.
Okay.
If we can get a look to see what's in there and be prepared for it, that would definitely help.
Yeah. Right outside of the cliffs, we could do that.
Yeah.
So we don't get ambushed.
Yeah.
Right.
Completely.
Or even around the entrance that the lady told us about.
Yep. The mouth of swords.
Swords.
Swords is a hard word to say.
There is the same gentleman that brought you your tea does sort of stand there just as if waiting for orders. I mean, you appear to have the run of the house for now. Like, you can probably ask him for food. He'd probably give you food.
But yeah.
You guys have 100 days worth of food, so it's whether or not you're hungry.
Sir, what happened to the lady of the house, husband?
He passed about 5 years ago.
Passed from what?
Normal causes?
As far as we know, yes.
Mm.
He passed in his sleep.
She killed him.
He did not appear He did not appear ill. Mm. When we found him, he was clutching his chest.
Oh. Heart attack.
Those are random.
They are
random. Is he buried here on the property?
He is. We have a small family plot in the, where am I? On the east side of the estate.
Can you do things with bodies?
Don't say dead. It's not a good thing. I do not have reanimate flesh. It was one thing that I could have taken.
That was an option that you could have taken.
Oh, man.
Which, if I get to tier three, which I only need...
But 5 years, probably not much flesh left there.
No.
Because you need 16 XP, right? To level, or to tier up?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
So I only need three more, and then I can actually go back and I can take reanimate flesh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We could get zombie armies behind us.
Yeah. Does this gentleman have any information about these Quifelin or the cliffs? Like, does he have any stories?
No more information than...
what she has given us?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot her name already.
Baronet.
Baronet.
You would call her Ms. Immerzeal, I believe, is what her name is.
Lady.
Ms. Lady Immerzeal.
Lady. Yeah, you would actually probably say the lady of the house.
Yeah.
The lady of the house.
Though she appears to be rich. Rich AF.
Yes.
Where did she get her money from?
Probably from her husband.
Assuming, yeah.
Where did he get his money from?
I mean, are you asking this man?
Yes.
If
there's nothing for Miles,
right? The former man of the house was once a merchant.
Oh.
They had a home in the
really
they had a home in the queendom, and when he approached his 60th year, he decided to leave. The queen gave him quite a penance and this estate.
What were his wares?
If I recall, it was high-end jewelry, glasswares, that sort of thing.
And so he was very well-liked and respected.
Oh, yes. Most of his customers were of the royal breed.
That explains the estate.
Yup.
And actually, if you guys look again, if you start looking around at some of the paintings... she was not wearing anything at the time around her neck, but you see like various portraits of the lady of the house at different stages of her life with like really lavish necklaces, earrings, you know, that sort of thing.
Crown jewel type crap.
Kind of, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Anything you can buy at Claire's nowadays?
Yeah.
The gaudy costume jewelry.
Yeah.
Costume
jewelry, yeah.
It's a little more fun.
Thank you for saying that.
Large jewels, bright gold and silvers, bronzes probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have any.
I don't really
to
have any more questions.
I guess yeah, just where the beds are.
Bedroom.
So we
of course, please follow me.
Thanks, Jeeves.
And he will take you to the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four separate rooms that you can each have.
Yay!
One of which is slightly larger that he escorts Stevie to.
Makes sense.
The others are...
closet rooms.
I don't want to say dorm rooms.
Oh, they're dorm rooms.
Children's rooms. Maybe.
You know, now that you say that, you get the vibe that they were once children's rooms.
Okay.
That's sad.
Ooh, we're babies.
Well, I mean, she's older now. They wouldn't be babies.
Right, but like, did you see pictures of them?
Oh, that's true.
No, you didn't.
So before the guy leaves, because I'm wondering if, did CUV see the other guys' rooms?
Yeah, probably. It's a hallway, so.
Okay. Were they like decorated for children?
No, they seem pretty barren.
Okay.
Like her womb.
Oh God!
Wow.
That took a turn.
Y'all were thinking it.
Honestly. I mean, give me an intellect roll.
7.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really sure. You can see that there are some spots on the walls where, like, maybe something used to hang, but that's about it appears to be. Okay.
So it wasn't like a baby was alive in there.
Not that you can tell.
Okay.
It just appears that these rooms were once used for someone else that is no longer in the household and have been kind of cleared out to be a desk, a bed, a basin of water for washing your hands and face. That's about what you're seeing.
I would ask
a pot to piss in.
Why were there so many rooms for people? Did she have children? Did she have a lot of guests? Try to keep it light and airy.
The lady of the house had one child. The other rooms have always been made for guests.
Oh, one child. Do they visit often?
No. Sadly, they are no longer with us.
Oh.
Dead?
You mind if I ask what happened?
A bandit attack.
Oh.
Yes. I believe the child was around 14 when he passed.
Oh, my.
Is that why all the guards are here now? Because of that incident?
We were overwhelmed in the night. Some of the guards were, let's say, lazy. They weren't guarding the western side. And the child was playing with some friends. No one heard the arrow, but they heard it hit.
Dang.
And when the bandits jumped the gate, our guards did our best. And sadly, he was unable to be revived.
What kind of bandits were they?
Assuming Quisellum.
That's what my assumption is, but I want to hear it from the man.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what kind?
Were they human? Quifelin? Were they some other?
They were human.
Okay.
Perhaps one or two Quifelin, but for the most part human.
And all they wanted was to raid?
Well, they are bandits.
Well, yes, but pillage sometimes they have other intentions.
Well, they did their best to take whatever jewels they could, but didn't quite make it inside the home. The few that we managed to capture fessed up to their intentions under intense circumstances.
Was anybody else hurt in the attack? The children that he was playing with?
The other children appeared to be uninjured. We lost one or two other guard.
So it could have been worse, but it definitely could have been better.
Sounds like
yes. Yes, sadly. Oh, yes, unfortunately, the lady of the house has not had, she's had much more of a tragic life.
Sounds like
because she's not that old.
Right. How tragic.
Her parents died when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
Right after she was married off to, the mister. But she loved him. They lived happily. It took them a very long time to conceive. And then after losing her child, her world sort of fell apart. And then the death of the Lord.
Okay, so the child was prior to...
So child was prior to...
To the husband passing away?
Correct.
Okay.
He died of a broken heart.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Does she get many visitors other than merchants? Friends?
On occasion, we receive letters, but visitation is rare. We are very far south from the Kundam.
Makes sense. And based off the bandits that we've encountered, it doesn't seem like the safest trip.
Mm-mm. Yes, well, many of the bandits around here, again, are no longer around here.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, a request was sent to the queendom after the passing of her son. A band of Quifelim soldiers was sent, and many of the bandit camps were raided. Cleared out, perhaps, is the best word.
Yeah.
This, mind you, is where many of the rumor of the Quifelim come from. It's our understanding that not all of them returned to the queendom.
Oh.
Perhaps they passed, perhaps they stayed. Mm-hmm. Either way, we are here. We are safer than we have been, but we are lonely. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that is all. Thank you very much.
Yes.
For your hospitality.
I apologize for the lack of rooms. If you wish to perhaps bed with one of your friends, rather than stay in Lord Jacob's room here, you may.
Oh, this was his room. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, no.
You do see a portrait of a young child.
Well, have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Three doors just...
Nope.
Are the stables open?
No, it's fine. I'll go in. I can mind link one of you fuckers, just so you know. It sucked.
I don't want your whores. Yeah. I don't stay in haunted bedrooms. Nah.
It's probably the whole estate if it's actually haunted.
Oh, yeah.
Shh, but
just that room.
Can I get you anything else?
No.
I think in Arden, there's a place that holds spirits, and occasionally they get loose. Some get loose.
He says this before bed.
So,
oh, thanks.
Good bedtime
Great
story.
Great night.
Stevie's going to have a wonderful night's sleep.
I don't think it's a thing where it's just like when someone dies, the spirit just free roams. I do think they have a place to go, and some occasionally get loose.
Free.
So,
and they probably aren't the best ones.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll be okay. She'll be fine. She's definitely going to sleep with her crossbow, though.
Yeah, right. We die in our sleep.
Everybody sleeps. I'm not sure how well you sleep, but you sleep.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Next morning, you smell breakfast. The lady at the house appears to be better put together in the morning.
Okay.
She already has her tea and what you can assume is some kind of coffee.
Coffee.
You are offered everything that you can be offered. Poached eggs for breakfast.
Yes.
You are offered fruits, vegetables, that sort of thing. Anything. And the lady sort of asks, is there anything that you need on your journey?
Is there anything you have to offer us for our journey?
That you think it would help?
As I do not know what you require, I do not know what to offer you.
Is it easiest to go by foot?
Well, you could take mounts if you wish. It would shorten the time frame, but once you get into the cliff, you'll have to tie them off. And I do not know if they would survive out there alone.
So that
way. Yeah, foot.
Yeah.
Do you guys need different weapons?
No, I'm good there.
Nope.
We have food and water with my pill.
Do you happen to have any disposable mounts that you would give us?
I doubt that.
Horses to kill.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask. I'm just
saying, if
you manage to
lame one.
If you manage to survive, and I do hope you do.
Me too.
Return. And if you need, you can take mounts back to the Queendom.
Okay.
I can always get them
very
back.
Helpful.
That works. Oh, that's why I said, that's why I call them disposable, because she said she didn't know if they'd survive out
there.
She
can get them back.
Yeah, from the Queendom, she can get them back.
Yeah.
We were talking about before.
I was talking about when she said, tie them up. I didn't know if they'd survive. That's why I called them disposable, because if she doesn't know if they'd survive out there alone, then they're disposable until...
Yes. That's right.
We once used to breed racehorses here.
Hmm. Oh, you don't do that no more?
We breed. We don't race.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
That is a wealthy person hobby.
Yeah, it is. I don't think.
I assume one stallion per like 10 mares.
Probably.
Okay. Because I think a horse's gestation is like ridiculously long.
Mm.
I think it's like 15 months or something like that.
It's bizarre.
It's long. I'm going to look that up because now I'm curious.
Think humans are bad.
Yeah, right? You think 9 months is bad?
Is there anything else that we need here then? I don't think there's anything I can think of.
So.
Anything else? A tour of the grounds, perhaps? Anything?
Tour of the grounds before we leave?
We can do that.
We can get more questions.
Too.
I think we should head out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we want to ask about the grounds, we can do it on our way back when we get the horses.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's like a year. Sorry. Horse gestation, 11 to 12 months.
Okay. Nothing at all?
Still long.
I
don't believe you've been
the trophy room, anything?
If you want to show off the trophy room.
Yeah. Sounds like she hasn't had much guests in a while.
I know.
That appears to be the case.
Stay longer. Yeah.
She seems quite lonely. You must come.
There you go, Sebastian.
You can, how about when we come back, you can give us a grand tour of your entire estate.
We can stay for a few days.
We could, but right now we got business we got to take care of. We don't know if those eggs that we're hunting are going to stay there, if they're going to move. We gotta act quick. Otherwise,
of course.
We would definitely stay
but
longer.
But we thank you for your hospitality.
Well, if you do like, when you come back, please come. The study in the basement, we have many race trophies, jewels, that sort of thing.
Cool. Yeah, if we secure those eggs, we'll definitely stop back by. And
it's more of a museum now. Okay. You guys can leave.
Are you sure we can leave?
She's a very lonely old woman.
Please don't go.
I haven't got any malicious intent from her.
We turn to get out of our seats, and she just like her guards just have swords on us.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't leave.
She only really has guards and butlers to talk to. So.
Right.
Yeah. You guys.
They're all secluded.
Yeah, they're.
Wait, one lady per all these men.
Yeah,
but she needs them.
She's also an older lady too. What you may,
however she please.
What you may deem as creepy is really just loneliness.
I know.
So he said she was like in her mid-50s. Because an older lady.
If you have a conversation with a butler or a guard, like that, you're paying them. They're not going to have an honest conversation with
and
you.
Yeah, right. And they probably also probably act professional too. So they're not like openly. Who knows? Maybe they're not, but.
I'm sure she has.
Oh, you
a
should see what happens behind closed doors.
I know. All those muscular guards.
All right, so you guys can head south.
Women's sex peak is like 40 to 50. Just saying.
I mean, if you guys have seen Spartacus, that's what I'm getting.
You guys can get out and head south.
Okay.
It is, like I said, it's another day and a half almost to where you're trying to get to.
Cool.
Funsies.
Your first day goes unimpeded. You will have to camp out somewhere overnight if you wish to sleep.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going
to
be really
tired. And we'll probably
really
have to take turns.
Guarding.
Yeah. Staying up.
That's fine. Nothing occurs overnight. You hear a lot of nature, that sort of thing. The wooded area seems to be getting much thinner as you go.
Okay. It's more cliffy.
Yeah, more rocky for sure. And as you guys are continuing to walk, I need a intelligence spot hidden / intelligence roll.
Ooh, there you go.
I got an 18.
12.
Nice.
Jimmy, how are you more perceptive than me?
Woo!
This is what happens 20. When he doesn't drink.
I know.
He's wasting them now so that when you fight things.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Sobering up here.
Sorry, 20, 18...
7.
12.
So at least 3 out of the 4 of you see that there appear to be... Sebastian sees that there appear to be...
Trees.
Signs of habitation or that someone or something has been in the area not long ago. The other two notice... other things such as bones and the 20 notices that some of the bones appear to be humanoid in shape, although slightly larger than a human bone would be.
So probably Quifelum.
And you do notice that one of the what would be a human skull does appear to have more of a snout.
Because Quifelum are just slightly larger by average than humans.
And you're looking at bones, not flesh.
So time has passed or something ate it.
So ripped clean.
Well, see, that's what, have they just like rotted away over time, or did something
like
eat
do we
them?
Still see cartilage?
No.
So this could have been all the way back from when the boy was killed.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Because that something was even before the husband.
But the habitation looks recent.
I don't know. What would medicine be under? That's kind of your
probably
bag,
intellect.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you usually roll for that sort of thing? Is it intellect rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me one for like a medicine.
A nine.
Nine. The bone appears to be, it's very, very clearly it's picked clean. You see signs of damage to the bone. As for how old the bone is, you would guess that it's maybe a couple of years.
So it's no longer pure white, it's darkened.
Correct, it is darkening.
Interesting. Do we see teeth marks in the bones?
No, you see damage.
Like a knife?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
There are fractures.
So
there are
something ate a Quifelin, like a human.
Or killed it. At least killed it. As you continue to walk.
Ew.
Crunch.
I mean, it's off the side of the road. It's not like it's in your way. However, as you continue to walk a few more hours down, give me another intelligence roll.
It's my time to shine again.
Three.
Oh, six.
No.
14. It was on there.
Nice. I know.
Good for you. I got a three.
I also got a three.
I got a six.
Three. It's either hit or miss here.
So, Sebastian, as you are walking, you do notice. And this is much less, again, less wooded, but not wooded. Very, very rocky area. You see a spike. Not a spike. What am I thinking of?
Pike.
You see, yes, but no. It's essentially a tree trunk, smaller tree trunk that has been shaped into a point. There's a head, a skull almost, on that thing.
That's promising.
That is definitely not human and looks more dog.
Okay. I'm going to point that out to the group.
Wait, did you say skull or head?
Skull. Skull. Rotting head. More bone. Still some flesh.
Ooh,
so like months old at this point.
Probably more accurate.
Someone's got it out for Quifelum out here.
They
looks
really
like.
Hate Quifelum.
Thank God none of us translated into them, huh?
Maybe.
They hate these cans. These cans are defective.
Ugh. I feel like we're walking closer and closer to impending doom.
To death.
Can use your one skill.
Yeah, but then I can't use it. I think it's once per day. Although it may not be.
Well, it depends on how close we are. But
because if it's not once per day, then screw it. Let's use it. It is an action, but I can use it.
So yeah, you see this head on a spike. That you point out to everyone else, I assume?
Oh, thanks.
Yes, I wanted to point that out. I did not want to be the only one that saw that.
So, rotting, fleshy, Quifelin skull?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
If I got to see it, the rest of you do too.
Gross. Do you want me to use premonition?
We're getting close to the cliffs, right?
You're getting there, yeah.
Are we close enough for her to do?
To ask what the hell is coming up?
How does you have to remind me how it works.
I learn one random fact about that is pertinent to a topic I designate. So like,
a
what's killing the Quifelin? Question mark.
Or what's passed through here?
Yeah, what's passed through here? What is this, like, what is this pertaining to?
I guess we could do that in relation to the head on the pike.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Like, what?
Okay. Sure, you can do that if you want.
Okay.
Is that like a once a day thing?
It is not. I can use it as often as I want, but it costs me 2 IP.
It is an action.
Yeah, but if you have an edge, it doesn't cost you as much.
It costs me 1 IP point.
Yeah.
Dang. So we can use that when we get to the mouth of swords, right?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. So you wanted to know what happened to this individual?
Yes. Like, what's killing all the Quifelin? We found 2 Quifelin bodies, essentially.
For this particular one, you get a flash of a Quifelin that appears to have gone rabid, for lack of a better term. Screaming, scratching, biting, clawing at a group of other Quifelin, who then attack it.
So this is the rabid one that we're looking at? Maybe?
It's your assumption? Yeah.
Okay, that's my assumption.
Yeah, so I would relay that to you guys.
That would make sense.
And say something is making them rabid. And so it's a gang of Quifelin that is, or at least for this particular gentleman, or lady, something.
Hard to say.
Well, there are distinct differences in the skull. Just saying.
But your blurry vision doesn't give you that distinction.
And so the other Quifelin attacked it because it was attacking them. But it's almost like a rabid dog.
Oh, man.
So keep an eye out for that.
That could be fun.
Better not be contagious.
God, I hope not.
We don't want hippo going rabid on us.
Y'all got your rabies shots up to date? Ooh.
Kind of hard to get those here, I think.
No, well, here, yes.
I mean, they have magic. So I'm sure they have an equivalent.
It's probably more magic-based, I would assume, than it is virus-based.
Yeah.
Well, definitely.
You continue to walk, I assume?
Yep.
Yes.
Continue walking.
You do. As you continue to walk, you see more and more signs that something has been around here, someone perhaps. And eventually you do come upon a camp. You smell the campfire. It's very clear. There's no reason to roll for it. You know what a campfire smells like. It's off the road. You hear some chatter.
Distinctible chatter or like different language chatter?
No, I mean, it.
Could you make out like a word? Or is it like definitely foreign? Like if you came across somebody who was speaking, I don't know, right, Korean versus English.
I mean, it's not that you can't understand it. It's that you can't really hear what they're saying. You hear chatter. Like it's,
okay.
I can sneak up if you guys would like me to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Go for it.
Assuming it's not like super far away, yeah.
No, it doesn't seem to be that far away. Maybe 15 yards.
Okay, I'm going to use. I'm going to use some effort, 1 point of effort.
Okay.
Sneak up. 17. And I'm specialized in it, so it knocks it down 2 tiers.
Oh, wow.
As well as the effort.
Yeah, I mean, you see 4 Quifelin sitting at a campfire, kind of chattering, scooping something out of a bowl. You know, it appears as if they're just having, like, a nice lunch or some kind.
They don't seem to be, like, a threat or anything.
I mean, not that you can tell.
I assume they probably have some weapons around them, yeah.
You can definitely see that there are some weapons around, yeah.
Can you hear what they're chattering about?
Let's see, 17. I need like a listen roll of some kind.
2.
Blah, blah,
it was almost
blah,
an 18. Yeah.
you can't really make out what they're saying, but you do see them.
That's good.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the group.
Okay.
Assuming I don't have to roll again to sneak back.
No,
you're fine. Okay.
What'd you say?
It's like it's just a group of Quifelim. They have some weapons. They don't seem to be a threat. They're just looks like they're having a lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever time it was. I don't remember. I mean, we could approach them. We could keep going. I don't think they're in our way.
They could turn hostile if we approach them.
Yes, they could. And we do know that some of them are turning rabid, so we don't know if...
Mm-hmm.
What you guys want to do? They could have some useful information.
They could. That's the problem. They also could try to eat us.
Combat. Or
I don't think they're... cannibals.
Yeah, I think the rabid ones, we wouldn't have a civilized conversation. At least that's my...
Yes, yeah. But we are random people in the middle of a forest further south than anybody else really travels.
And we also don't know... We know the eggs got stolen.
But we don't know by who or yes. what. Or, so or what's protecting them.
Or who's working with them.
Yeah.
If we approach them, we just got to be discreet about
right,
what we
like
say.
No mention of eggs.
Like with the old lady, yeah. It was probably not a bad thing. She seemed generally clueless.
She seemed isolated.
Yeah.
So,
but they are also very afraid of the Quifelim over there. Like so,
I say we just keep going. I don't think
I agree with that.
No. Okay. All right. Sounds solid.
I'm just going to pass by.
Okay. If you're going to sneak by, then you need sneak rolls.
Is that based off speed?
If you're yes. just going to walk by, just walk by. It is based on speed.
18.
Speed, I'm going to do some effort on this bad boy.
Do you have any that you can spend to reroll if you want to?
10.
I'm waiting to see what everyone else rolls.
Not that bad.
Not my bad.
So, Stevie, super sneak.
Oh, he trips. I got a 3.
Now you get to decide 5. Whether you just get to watch us die or what you want to do.
We found twigs. We just like stamping on bones.
She's very light of foot while you're like stomping
we're
through.
River dancing past.
You trip over something, fall.
Oh, fuck.
I got that catchy tune from the bard in my head still.
It fits your character so well.
The chatter you once heard is instantly quiet.
I'm going to make that bird sound of a whistle.
Stevie's head just kind of drops like...
You need to make again. I need like listen rolls, perception rolls, whatever.
Are
you
we
want to call
still
it.
In like the wood kind
you're
of
on
area?
The path?
Okay,
it's wooded, but it's not thick.
But we're on the path.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't really have much to.
I got a 10 this time.
I got an 11.
20. Natural
balls.
So you're very perceptive.
7.
Just not quiet.
Yeah.
The 20. You definitely hear like you hear. Light rustling and like some light twig cracking as if someone is attempting to sneak somewhere. So you are aware that there is movement now near and around you?
I guess I'm just going to try to motion to you guys in the direction I hear the noise
from. It'll be to your right.
Okay. So I'm going to point to my right and kind of, I don't know, like a duck down a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can
do. I mean, are we still trying to be sneaky at the point now that they've heard us and they're coming to look for us?
I'm not.
So shouldn't we just approach and just be like, hello? Pretend like we're lost merchants or something?
Yeah, so when once we know that we kind of fudged up the sneaking, I'm going to be like, somebody there?
Instant silence.
Like we smelled a fire. Didn't know if there's someone around here.
We've got goods to sell. The goods.
What are you selling?
This fancy dress.
You should have put on your stealth costume before you started stealthing.
You probably should have.
Oh.
You heard movement to your right. You hear a voice to your left.
Oh.
Go. Couldn't heed the warning, huh?
What warning? We're just distant travelers.
You then hear a voice from, like, behind you almost. What are you doing on our path?
Walking.
Walking, selling dresses.
Making our way south. Trying to.
Wait, quick question. Is there another, like, city that's further south in Arden?
Not that you have on your map, at least.
I know, but would we know of one?
No. You've never been there before.
Okay.
The map you were given is the map you memorized.
We could have asked, but we didn't.
Nah.
We should have, because yeah, that probably would have been a good... We're trying to get there, and then they would be like, well, you went the wrong way.
So you're just trying to tell them that you're selling shit? That's
well, weird. That we're just, we're like, passing through merchants, and we just got lost.
Directly in front of you, from above, drops a creature who kind of lands in, you know, superhero pose, who stands up slowly and turns around, and it is a tall, dog-like man. Who just sort of crosses his arms, one of them holding a blade.
I think they're typically like 7 feet tall.
Is he pretty?
You like most of them with dog faces.
I mean, for a dog like man,
single?
Who seems to be living in the woods. Yeah.
Exotic.
Okay.
Got your rugged barbarian.
Yes. Viking dog.
And he got a... smiles, I guess, and says, what you selling?
You got your dress.
I know. I've got a pretty dress. Hold on. Before you say anything, I'll fold it inwards, and then that dress becomes a stealth suit. Ooh, stealth suit, 2-in-1.
I'm really purchase. Mad at you for showing him that.
Yeah. Also, I pull out my glowing wand. I have a glowing wand.
What is your wand?
You probably have the best items to sell.
It's a cipher.
I have a lavender pendant.
All I have is a leather bag and a candle.
I got
some lube.
I pull out.
You do.
Dress.
Does that go with the candle?
It goes well with the dress.
It's not a scented candle, it's just a normal candle.
Yeah. Is it a tapered candle or a pillared candle? Let's be honest here.
Just a candle.
If you are attempting to, I guess, buy off these individuals, you're going to have to roll something, some clever, clever stuff.
Hold on.
Oh, man. I love clever, clever
I'm
stuff.
Trained in deceiving.
Good for you.
Aren't you? Weren't you trained in deceiving, too?
I am, but I don't have anything to sell.
I don't either, but... Oh, I got a 13.
You don't look like merchants.
What do we look like?
Yeah, what do we look like?
You look like adventurers.
It's a combination of both. We got an adventure to find stuff to sell.
It's very dangerous around these parts. I don't know, sir, if you knew that, but... We have to make sure we guard ourselves and guard our ware.
You know how much it costs to buy a sellsword? It's expensive.
Way too much money.
We gotta guard ourselves. Do you want me to roll again? I don't know.
You're trying to do what you can.
17.
That's pretty damn good.
15, sorry.
I'm not even attempting.
What?
You're just standing there going...
Yeah. He's mute.
He takes his sword and
oh boy,
kind of he looks at it, kind of spins it around in his hand and shoves it back in his sheath, crosses his arms. Instead of a whistle, he gives a bit of a type sound, and the other three come up near him, like awkwardly enough, from the opposite side of where you were. Two of them come, the other one comes from his left because he's now facing you, which will be your right.
And they just stand next to him?
They just come, yeah, they just come gather near him. Two of them are still armed. The other one also puts his sword away. And the one with his arms crossed looks you guys up and down and says, let me guess, the Mouth of Swords.
Yeah, we heard there's some.
Do they sell swords there?
There's some exquisite items there.
I feel like we would have the both same reaction, Sebastian and Stevie would just go, oh god.
It's not exactly a place to purchase.
Oh. But to find?
Yeah.
More of a place to hide.
Hide swords.
So to find.
Hide anything.
Oh. That sounds.
So to find wares to sell.
Which is what we're doing here.
If you can manage to one, walk in, and two,
walk out.
Find something. Oh. Three, walk out with it.
3-step process. Got it.
Yeah.
So
something to sell.
You say walk in. Is there like a trap set? Is it
password?
What's the whole? You make it seem like walking in there isn't just a normal.
It's not so much that it's a trap as it is. Well, you'll see.
Yeah. Can't give us nothing. Nothing to go off of.
It's more. Do you have the balls?
Don't need them.
I've got two.
I think we do.
See, a friend of ours thought he had the balls. And now his head's on a spike.
Went crazy?
Said he saw something. Made an attempt to do nefarious deeds. Came out rabid.
That must have been months ago, and based on the decay. So do you guard the Mouth of Swords?
No. No one guards the Mouth of Swords. There's no need. No, we guard ourselves. You don't appear as if you've been sent by the Queen.
We have not been sent by the Queen.
Clearly, when you snuck up on us earlier, you would have killed us if you wished.
No, probably not.
We're just friendly, humble folks.
If you were sell swords out for us, you would have attempted to either grab us, kill us, take us back to the queendom. We ain't going.
We don't want to take you.
It's your life, man.
You can relax here. It's cool.
It's your life, man. You do what you want to do. I am not going to judge you one bit. I am not here to judge. I'm here to find some items.
All we need is assurance that when you do return to the queendom, you don't go blabbing.
We won't Again, say anything.
You live your life.
Secret safe thus.
He kind of looks at his fellow people. Because somebody rolled like a 17 or
I got a 17, yes.
Or 15.
He just kind of nods. Says you got about a 6-hour hike. You'll find the crag.
So do you guys camp up on this area because it's just no one tries to approach very often? Is that why?
He kind of nods.
Makes sense. It's pretty secluded out here. Okay.
Good luck. Not sure what our friend found in there. But it didn't end well for him.
I appreciate the warning. You're fine folk.
And they step back into the woods.
Dodge the bullet there.
Good job, guys.
I mean, they only do 5 points of damage per hit. So.
Yeah. Only just five.
I mean,
pretty beefy.
I mean, two hits would probably kill Stevie.
For Jimmy, that's not a big deal.
No.
He's like,
they don't have any more health than the bandits do, but they do more damage.
Call it healing rock.
They're stronger.
They do have armor.
Okay.
That pierced me.
They are military.
And armor just negates some damage, right?
Yeah, when it's armor 2.
I forgot about doing
that. I have an armor of 1.
Me too.
Like, most of your weapons do 2 damage. They have an armor of 2.
Mm-hmm. I've got a leather jacket.
Would have been kind of rough.
Yeah, I got a plus 1 for not wearing any armor, any physical armor. So. Okay, let's continue.
Here's what they look like now.
Anubis.
Yeah, that's exactly
it's
what
it's a Quaffellum.
It's a giant.
That sword's pretty sweet.
Star. I know. Yeah, it is. It looks like Anubis, though. With like an Orichai sword.
Yeah.
An Orichai.
That's what it looks like to me. Yeah.
All right. So you guys continue to walk. eventually you do find your way to the cliffs. If you look hard enough, you will find a large crag a little ways up. I assume that's where you're heading.
Heck yeah. The crag.
When you approach, you see a statue missing its head outside of a somewhat narrow crag that is literally lined all the way around with swords pointing inward. It does kind of look like a sideways mouth of swords, as if the swords were the teeth.
Way creepier in person.
Didn't think it was going to be literal.
Yeah, me either.
Does the statue show anything? Like male, female, new, old, head broken on the ground.
Made that way, broken that way.
Right. Are we talking like Greek sculpture or like replicas of Greek sculpture? Like,
let's see. If you look hard enough, I believe you do find the head.
Oh, lovely.
It appears as if it's been removed. But no, you don't recognize anyone.
Okay. Can we tell if it's male or female?
The face is quite damaged. It would be kind of difficult. There are no breasts, so you can assume it's probably male. But... and the statue is, it's standing sort of sideways, one hand out like this. No one at home can see this, but it is sort of stretched out with all five fingers so more sort of spread, not like the...
Like a stop! Like, yeah, no, not, don't hurt me!
Right, it's more as if it were reaching or, I don't know, gripping something, reaching out towards something as opposed to... asking you to stop with its hand up. The other hand is clutching a very large sword that is embedded into the base of the statue. And it appears to be wearing a very nice Ardenian-like tunic of some kind.
No symbols on the tunic?
No.
Okay.
All right, well, at least I'm going to approach. Go ahead and approach.
Approaching the mouth.
Might as well all go there.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's our...
Guns
out time.
Better idea for maybe Stevie and myself to enter first.
I can take a hit or two.
Well, I'm more worried about... I'm not worried so much.
Intellectual-wise, clearly went crazy.
I'm not worried about physical damage. I'm worried about mental damage.
I found the... I was on the wrong page. I did find some descriptions of what you're seeing outside. So outside of the Mouth of Swords. It says to read aloud. Half a mile or more from the line of ridges stretching to the east, a lone outcrop erupts from the plain. Its steep cliff face is punctured by a gaping cavity. Hundreds of rusted, disintegrating swords are bolted around the opening, their tips bare and pointing menacingly inward, so that the cavity almost resembles the mouth of a beast with hundreds of decaying iron teeth. Standing before the opening is an eroded stone sculpture of a humanoid in robes, but the head is missing. As you examine the area, you do find that there appears to be evidence of several older campfires, discarded equipment, bones, and so on, that appear to go back decades. How hard are you searching the outside of the area?
I'm looking for any clue.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to roll right now. A dedicated search reveals that the most recent camp was probably abandoned only a few months ago.
It was probably the Quifelum that we ran into, most likely.
Or the people that brought the eggs.
Searches also quickly recover the cracked but intact head of the statue. It is a Quifelum head, lying in tall grass near the entrance. It's weathered and partly defaced, but it retains a vestige of ancient magic. You found the head in the nearby underbrush. I mean, the head doesn't appear to be heavy.
Surprising.
So you want me to pick it up?
You can if you want. Like, it's just...
Okay. I'll hold the head.
Look what I found, guys.
I mean, you... It doesn't appear to be damaged enough that, like, you could put it back on there if you wanted to.
Well, see, so that's what I'm wondering. If I put it back on, will it open something?
That or it activates.
Yeah.
It's the guardian of...
Could be the spirit.
Or could it deactivate something?
Or it could be... Or it could help us. Knowing the strange. No.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
I doubt it's going to be something that helps us.
Yeah.
But do we think it'll be something that will hurt us?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would rather not.
All right, I'm going to put it next to the statue. I won't actually put it on.
That's fair.
But I'll carry it over there.
Cool.
It is the Cave of Swords, after all. I mean.
So the entrance, the opening is so beset with rusting swords that passing through requires a difficulty 2 speed-based roll to work through. Or jump beyond the points. Work through or jump beyond the points without getting a severe cut.
That guy might need to go. I'm trained in running, jumping, climbing, all that stuff.
It's only task. You said 2.
Two. So it's just a need a 6.
Oh, okay.
You guys can still do it then. Me and him will keep watch.
Yeah.
I got a 16.
He made it. You did not make it.
Do you make it?
No.
He didn't make it.
He got a 2.
You got a 2?
Got a 2. But he might reroll this.
He's probably going to reroll it.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably a good idea. Do not fall on the swords.
Yeah.
I have a feeling those swords could be poisoned or something.
Yeah.
The way he described them did not sound pleasant.
Yeah. I can't see that.
Is it a 1?
That's a 1.
No!
You slice your arm, you take 3 points of damage.
Mm.
Might.
Yeah, might.
That wasn't worth the XP.
Worse. Sorry. For interacting with the mercenaries, it take another 3 XP each.
I can level up if I don't die.
You're already at level 3.
I will be, yeah.
Wow,
I have 16.
Yeah, I will be too.
Cool.
We'll go get that estate.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go back.
So everybody goes through then?
Wait, can't we just level up at any point in time, right?
I mean, yeah. You guys walk in and you see a set of stairs that go down.
Oh, we didn't jump in.
It's just me.
We don't know.
It's me and Otto.
All right. Well, the two of you see stairs that go down.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
this is not just a cavern. This appears to be a lengthy
Is hallway. It lit or is it dark?
So lit. No, it's
like I just didn't know like if we crossed through like if there was like a mechanism that like lit torches all the way down or something.
Not really. I mean, not really. No. There appears to be you see a light, but it's not near you. Like you see a glow in the far distance.
So like Sleeping Beauty. When she goes up the tower.
Sure.
Is it okay to come in?
Watch the swords.
I'm going to jump
All right, we'll just go then. I'm not going to sit out here by myself with that creepy statue.
20. Like a beast.
Yep. You are the knight.
Ooh. 8.
You're good.
Hey, you made it.
You made it.
It was only 6.
6, yeah.
So you're fine.
You get a little hung up on your clothes, but you're like,
good.
Pull that off. You guys see a set of stairs. That's what's in front of you.
All right, let's head down.
Stairs.
I'll lead the way.
Okay, stairs carved with all manner of faintly glowing runes ascend higher into the cliff. A gently flickering...
Higher?
Yes, sorry, I thought they were going down. They are going up. A gently flickering light, like fire, reflects down from further above.
Okay.
Nothing looks crazy,
You guys didn't take any other foci, did you?
Nope.
Nope.
Cool. We'll skip that. You guys go up the steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You see in front of you a large opening, a tall opening, to what appears to be a large chamber and a very large brazier in the center.
All right.
A large plaza-like chamber has a high domed roof. The floor is a mosaic of spiraling tile originating from a large copper bowl fixed to the floor at the center. A tongue of red flame burns along the edge of the copper vessel, rather than in the center, without apparent fuel source. Around you, seven massive stone doors stand closed around the edges of the chamber, each one covered with the relief carvings. Near the fire pit, a hooded figure in dirty, tattered yellow robes stands unmoving.
Jehovah spelled with an I.
And you hear a very low, gravelly, whispering voice say, "What treasure have you brought for me to keep safe?" Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.